You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, time to pay off on the Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase story.
Well, so they're teammates. You and I are teammates. Would you do what Ja'Marr Chase did? Or would I do what Ja'Marr Chase did? I can't afford to do what Ja'Marr Chase did. But you could afford to do what Ja'Marr Chase did.
I can't afford anything unless I win.
You could afford. You could afford this.
All right. Unless I'm playing Ja'Marr golf with my boys.
I cannot afford to do what Ja'Marr did.
Martin.
Ja'Marr Chase moved to Cincinnati. He plays there. And he was looking for a place to live. And he said, well, I want to live next to Joe Burrow. So what did he do? He went down the street where Joe Burrow lives. Yes? Hi, I'm Ja'Marr Chase. I'm the new wide receiver for Cincinnati Bengals. Do you want to sell your house? Because I want to live here because Joe Burrow lives here. No, I'm sorry. We don't want to sell our house. Just like a Jehovah's Witness. Hello, how are you doing today? like, hello? Hi, how are you doing today? Can I ask you a question? Do you believe in everlasting? No, he didn't do that. But what he did do is he said, hi, I'm Ja'Marr Chase. I am the wide receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals. I want to live in your house. Will you sell me your house? No, he did that up and down the neighborhood. And then one person goes, I mean,
maybe
we can talk about it. That person ended up selling. I'm guaranteeing they got well over market value. And Ja'Marr Chase bought their house because what else do you do when you're rich and you want to live next to your buddy is what it said. So he went, somebody sold him his house. So he lives next to Joe Burrow on a little street and they're like one big happy family. You thinking Joe Burrow is going to leave Cincinnati is so wrong. Ja'Marr Chase, those are best buddies.
They are. They're the Look how down he is with Louisiana. Before the game, he said, I do whatever Joe tells me to do. He said, like, Joe is my hero. I do. Joe tells me to do it. I do it.
They came up the same time, though. Like, the 19 was the come up for Ja'Marr Chase. 19 was a come up for Ja'Marr Chase, Derek Stingley, and Joe Burrow. The difference is Stingley didn't do anything in 2021, and Joe Burrow didn't in 2020, but he did in 2021, and so did Ja'Marr Chase, did big things as a rookie in 2021. But Joe, you got to remember
Edwards Helaire too. Don't forget Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, but they ain't on this level.
No.
Joe and him just went to a Super Bowl.
Well, Justin's on that level.
What I'm telling you is that I'm like, they brought it to Justin Jefferson. Yeah, he hadn't been to Super Bowl, but yes, he's on that level clearly. But my point is that Ja'Marr Chase probably feels a real kinship. I'll never forget being at that Texas game and watching Joe Burrow make these throws down the deep sideline, and maybe more importantly, watching Ja'Marr Chase make plays on the ball, just like, holy crap, this Chase kid. I mean, he can't be drafted this year, but what an unbelievable talent he is. And so that's his guy. Like, that's his guy. And that's cool that they want to live next to each other as well, that they're good friends. That's cool because I'll tell you why. We do have that with Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers too. And usually,
is he
they're really tight.
Well, dude, yeah, they're really tight until Aaron says, I'm out of here. Bye, Devontae.
No, and Devontae will leave too.
Well, if he can.
Devontae will leave too. It doesn't mean they're both. Yeah, Devontae's
and how
are
you going to afford both of them too, by the way?
They may not be able to play in the same place, but they're
tight.
They're not besties. Okay, Joe Burrow and Joe Burrow and Chase don't cost $80 million as a group.
They will to the Bengals.
Yeah, but eventually. But that's what I'm saying. And eventually, one of them may have to go. It depends. But Devontae has rolled with Aaron and a guy from SpotTrack who I'm having on next week. He actually showed how the Green Bay Packers can fit both Aaron Rodgers, his current salary, and Devontae Adams next year under the cap. They can make it happen. The Packers can still make it happen. But they are super tight. And my point is that you don't often see that because the quarterback personality – is much different than a wide receiver personality in most cases. But Devontae and Aaron are really tight, and now Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are really tight.
Yeah.
I don't think Nico Collins is our Ja'Marr Chase or Devontae Adams. It'd be great if he was. We've we've got a heavily discounted Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams and Davis Mills and Nico Collins. Heavily discounted. But hopefully they can. Hopefully they can grow in like the third round version of it. Like
says you. Did you see this stat? And I gotta. It's on Twitter, so it has to be true. In 33 regular season games from 2018 to 2020, with Deshaun Watson at quarterback, the Texans only scored three times on an opening drive.
That's actually true.
Davis Mills had done it three times his rookie season.
And it meant zero.
So what do you mean it meant zero? He had the same number of wins as Deshaun.
No, he did not get all. Tarod Taylor,
well,
I think, had some of those wins.
But if he was in, they would have won by more.
I'm telling you, go through every.
He would have won by more.
You know what? Let's play a little game. Go through Davis Mills. Just pull up Davis Mills' game log, because the legend of Davis Mills has gotten a little out of control. I don't think you remember that some of the Davis Mills games were terrible. Do you not remember that?
Peyton Manning.
I know, but you're acting like Davis Mills is the truth. Davis Mills is not the truth.
Davis Mills is the man.
Go through his game logs and go look at the sweetness of Davis Mills. We were begging for Tarod Taylor to get back from injury.
Let's look at it. Let's just take a little look at my man.
And
Davis
take a look at fourth quarter too, because he had a lot of
stats.
He had a lot of pylon stats when they were getting hammered.
16 TDs, 10 interceptions.
Go through the game log.
Let's go look at Peyton's rookie year.
Go through the game log before you're comparing him to. That's what I'm saying. You're comparing him to Hall of Famers. Go through the game log. Tell me what you think.
Oh, really?
All of them. Don't skip.
I better 23 of 33 for 301 yards against Tennessee and three touchdowns, interceptions. It's the last one.
Why are you skipping? I told you.
Okay.
Play the game the way
Cleveland,
I'll do
8
it.
For 18, 102 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Not bad. 19 for 28, 168 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions.
What's the yards per attempt on that one?
Average 60 yards, which is, thank you.
Six?
Yeah. Buffalo, we don't
That was Carolina you're talking about. And that was the game we got really excited about, the Carolina Thursday night game. You remember that?
Yeah.
No Buffalo we're going to talk about. 11 of 21 for 87 yards.
And four interceptions. That's all right. He bounced back. 21 of 29 for 312 and three touchdowns, no interceptions.
Now, was
against
that,
New England.
Hold on a
against
second.
Against Bill Belichick.
Hold on. Was that the game? No. Actually, they had the lead there.
At the end, and they didn't let – remember? Culley didn't know to let him score.
New England scored four straight times. Field goal, touchdown, field goal.
But Culley didn't know to let him score so that they get the ball back.
Mills was terrible in the second half of that game.
And then Indianapolis, 29 of 43, 243 yards.
5.7 yards per attempt, no touchdowns, two interceptions.
That wasn't great.
Arizona, 23 of 32 for 135 yards.
Awesome. Look at
4.200.
72%.
The Rams
passing.
Game was all second half.
And guess what? He brought him back to almost win.
Let's go to the next Colts game. 6 of 14 for 49 yards. 3.5 yards.
They were running the ball. They were running like a machine.
Zero.
They were running it like a machine.
He got kicked out then, too. That's actually when he came in.
Tarod Taylor started that game, didn't he?
Now, when he came back, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. He had to come in relief.
6 of 14 for 49 yards.
They had to pass the ball.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of things have been forgotten about Davis. Now,
33 of 49
now, the good
for
stuff,
331 and a touchdown against Seattle.
Now, the month on that is December. So at the end, the excitement level is that Davis Mills was much better over the last five games. He had 4, 7, 8, 9 touchdowns, two interceptions. That's good. That's something to be excited about. We just gloss over some horrific games from Davis Mills.
He was a rookie, a third rounder.
I know he's a rookie. Bad football, still bad football. We can't just anoint him like.
Well, let's go look at Trevor Lawrence, and you're anointing him. He was worse than Davis Mills.
No, I'm not anointing him. I'm saying, but Davis Mills. I'm just saying. Sometimes your excitement level over Davis Mills, there's
Davis
a lot
Mills
for this
man.
Guy to prove. Still,
Davis Mills.
Did you
is
remember
the man.
How bad some of those games were?
Yeah. And then I remember at the end how well he played.
The San Francisco game was terrible.
And
that was a terrible, terrible game. He was good against Tennessee. The Chargers game was a good game against the Chargers.
He was really good against the
Jacksonville
Chargers.
Jacksonville was okay. Jacksonville wasn't great. It was okay.
Seattle was good. Real good. 33 of 49 for 331.
Yeah, Seattle was Seattle was a good game.
Yeah.
Seattle's a good game. So there's things to – look, I'm cautiously I'm cautiously curious. I'm not going to say I'm cautiously optimistic because I'm not optimistic yet, but I am cautiously curious to see if he can continue to build on the last five games, although two of them were just – one of them was bad, one was okay against Jacksonville. Three of them I thought were pretty good against playoff teams. Well, Chargers – wait, Chargers did not make the playoffs, but San Francisco and Tennessee did. And well, he sucked against San Francisco, but Tennessee was good. Actually, Seattle wasn't a good team this year either. They're one of the worst pass defenses in the league. He threw for 331 and one touchdown. That was the weird thing, is that how often he would hit 300 or
and score 13 points.
He did hit 300 three times.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Three times. He hit 300 once, twice, three, four times.
You just feel like you're Dennis Greening him. You want to crown him? To crown him.
I'm going to crown his ass. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Won back-to-back games against Jacksonville and the Chargers. Just kicked ass. That's my man.
Those are the only two he was
Nick
part
Caserio,
of.
Nick Caserio, executive of the year.
Those are the only two games he was part
ESPN,
of a win.
97.5, executive of the year for picking up Davis Mills. Oh, yeah. Oh, you guys, you didn't want him. Okay. It's like Brett Favre grabbing him. Oh, yeah. What a great pick. Joe Montana, third rounder. Davis Mills, third rounder. See a similarity? Yes. 914, ESPN 97.5. Was Montana might have been second round. I forget. But anyway, Russell Wilson, third rounder. Huh? Super Bowl. Thank you. Good night. It's time now to talk about my peeps over at Champion Energy. Look, if you're looking for a great way to get that electricity at a lower price, electricity is electricity. Mine is not better than yours. Yours is not better than mine. It's all the same. But guess what? How about paying less? That's why. So we're all going to get the same electricity. The only difference is I'm paying less for mine because I'm with Champion Energy. If you're not with Champion Energy, what's wrong with you? Go to champion.energy/1560. champion.energy/1560.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Man, I gotta get on this. The Wagering World Daily. Five Star says, my daily show for basketball Monday through Friday, every day, winners, six straight weeks undefeated. Why aren't we not just... I'm moving to Vegas and just going to hang out with Five Star. He was 13-0 in the postseason. 13-0 in the NFL playoffs.
That's impossible.
13-0.
But it happened.
It happened.
We had a guy on who gave you 13-0 in the playoffs.
That's
unheard
possible.
Of.
Unbelievable.
He lives in Vegas. He's from Louisiana, lived in Houston, still friends with a lot of people in Houston. Our guy KJ went up there and hung out with him and partied with him in Vegas. And they knew each other. He said, I didn't even know that's who Five Star was. I've known that guy for years. Yeah, so shout out to Five Star. Does a great job.
Unbelievable.
He knows how to pick them.
No, he really knows how to pick them. He's the best. So, I see, I would not do well in this game. A map of the United States, you have to name all the states. Because, like, the Wyomings and the Idahos and the Vermonts and the Maines all run into each other, don't they? I'm looking at...
Maine and Wyoming?
Maine and Vermont, and all those up there run into each other. Wyoming and Dakotas.
Over
and,
here.
No, I
over
understand
here.
That, Tyler. I know that Maine doesn't run into Wyoming, but Maine and you can't tell me where Vermont is or any. You can't tell me which one is Rhode Island, which one is Connecticut, and all the. No, Delaware. You can't say it. You can't tell me those. No one can. It's
impossible.
Well,
Delaware's the smallest state. So.
Well, then you got to find the smallest one, the littlest, tiniest one. No one can do it. It's ridiculous. So I'm looking at a map of the states and all of the jerseys sold. In 2021 to 2021 and 22 season, which jersey has the most states?
For football?
No, basketball. Oh. NBA.
It's got to be LeBron.
It's unbelievable. Guess what our number one jersey sold in Texas is?
LeBron?
LeBron!
No, that's because there's so many. Listen, there are so many LeBroners out there
that's
who
ridiculous.
Are only fans. The days of caping for your team in your city are over. That's a generational
it's
thing.
It's the dumbest
that's
thing ever.
That's over now. There are so many, and there's some grown-ass men who used to be fans of teams, and they don't like to lose, so they just say, I'm going to go with the guy who's going to, who's typically been very good and wins anywhere, but he also goes to favorable situations. They're still LeBron fans. They may not wear their LeBron Laker stuff as much, but probably will. But yeah, no. LeBron is the bandwagon fan. Hey, you can say whatever you want about Jordan, but that was an era where you were fans of your city's teams, and there were Jordan fans and bandwagon fans to be sure. But really, I've never seen it like it is now, where it's just a mess of bandwagon fans.
I mean, it's stupid. Florida's number one jersey is LeBron.
Well, yeah,
Georgia, North Carolina. I mean, it's stupid. Tennessee, Texas, New Mexico. I mean, it's just stupid. California, I guess. Okay. Nevada, Washington State. They're all LeBron. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know what the number one selling jersey this year in Montana is? You'll never get it.
Not Josh Allen?
Yao Ming.
It's Josh Allen.
No.
Even at basketball games.
No, it's a he's not a basketball
player. You know what that tells me? Nobody.
The three jerseys were bought.
What does that tell me? So that tells me somebody somewhere did something for like a bachelor party or a bachelorette party. Fantasy football event, right. Not fantasy
that's
event.
Right.
Like where everyone has Yao fetishes. No, fantasy football event. Or maybe there was something that came to town, like a Chinese business.
Yeah.
Maybe came to town and they wanted to welcome. Maybe they're moving a plant there and they, you know, and everyone bought like maybe some company bought a bunch of Yao Ming jerseys. How else do you explain that? A bunch of Yao Ming jerseys.
I have no idea unless a large Asian community moved to Montana recently.
And they bought the jersey of a player who hasn't played in years.
Yes. Illinois is still Michael Jordan. So is South Dakota.
Who will be a better player for the Houston Rockets historically? Yao Ming or Alperen Şengün?
Yao Ming. Hall of Famer.
Yao Ming? That's basketball Hall of Fame. Not because of his Rockets career. Yao Ming or Alperen Şengün? How many years do you think Yao Ming played for the Rockets?
6 or 7.
You think Şengün is done at age 26?
Well, done at age 26. Will he average what Yao did? Will he get them to the playoffs like Yao did?
I think he will average what Yao did. I think you're overestimating. How many years did Yao average double-digit rebounds?
It's hard to rebound.
Twice.
Two double-digit rebounds.
Yeah, years. He averaged 10.2 and 10.8. Those were his most.
How many years did he play?
For his career, he played from 2022. I'm sorry, 2002 to 2009, was injured for a year, then came back and played 2010, 2011 for five games. So really, he only played from 2002 to 2009. His career he averaged 19 points a game and 9 rebounds a game. You don't think Şengün can do that?
19 and 9? Well, it is a little bit different game, but yeah. Oh, but yeah, possibly. Possibly.
Alperen Şengün is going to be, it is a different game, but Şengün is going to be a more impactful player than Yao was because, A, God willing, he stays healthier. Yao played 82, 82, 80, and then it all went to hell from an injury standpoint after that. 56, 48, 55, 77, foot injury, 5, done.
Hmm.
And retired at age 30.
By the way, Trae Young is Georgia's number one seller. But Mike Bibby is Mississippi's number one seller. Or is that? No, that's Alabama. Mike Bibby, for whatever reason, was the number. Kobe, North Dakota and Hawaii. Steve Smith in Idaho, number one seller. For what? Grant Hill in Michigan. Nikola Jokic in Colorado for what? Hello. And Donovan Mitchell in Utah. Steve Nash is still the number one seller in Arizona. But anyway, and Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson is. Other than that, it's all LeBron. It's just stupid. Just stupid. How many LeBron jerseys. I just can't stand them anyway. But never mind. That's just me, though. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Montana has a large Chinese community. Oh, see. Now, well, maybe it does. I don't know. He says it's no joke. See, Neil says it's no joke. It's left over from the railroad days. It's possible. That's a possibility that they stayed after building the railroads. That is a rule.
No, that's historically factual.
Yeah. Where's Luca on the list? No Luca. Even in Texas. I mean, you would think that in Texas, Luca would be the number one jersey.
I don't know that I buy that. No. LeBron's bigger than Luca in Texas. San Antonio, Austin, Houston, the Valley, North Texas, East Texas, close to the Louisiana border. No, it's LeBron. I would guess LeBron wildly outpaces Luka. Is nobody in Houston going to be buying Luka jerseys?
No, but the That's number of Dallas... Luka jerseys that should sell. No one in Houston is buying any Rockets jersey. But the number of Dallas jerseys, Luka jerseys, should take over
the
state.
Do you think Harden ever sold more jerseys in Texas than LeBron?
Yeah.
I'll bet he didn't. For the same reason. Dallas isn't buying Harden jerseys. LeBron fans are throughout the state. Harden fans are going
ridiculous.
To be Harden fans are going to be in the Houston area.
That's what to me is ridiculous. That is just
Your other major cities have major basketball teams. San Antonio is not. I mean, you'll have some stragglers who are rocking James stuff, but James is not the guy that. Listen, bandwagon jumpers. Here's what makes them bandwagon jumpers. They like guys who play in championships. They like to try to always be right. They never like to try to lose in an argument. Who wants to have what bandwagon jumper is going to get on a guy's back who plays terrible in elimination games? That's the anti.
No, right.
That's the anti bandwagon.
The
bandwagon fan wants it as easy as possible. And I'm talking to a lot of you listening right now. Y'all are soft.
So
you bandwagon fans who only want wins and you don't want anything to be hard, y'all are soft.
So the data that they pulled was only from LIDS locations. And in Montana, there's apparently only one that sells jerseys. So, I guess there's only one location actually in there. And then, like, in, where is this? In, I had the tweet. In Alabama, they have five. So that's why Bibby was there.
Mike Bibby?
Yeah.
I can't explain that one.
But then, I mean, Vince Carter has Maine. He also has another state. Yeah. These are just kind of weird. I sent you the NFL version of this as well. And in Montana, guess who the number one selling jersey is?
Kyemi Fairbairn.
Incorrect. Okay. You were going with
the Asian. Yeah.
Pacific Islander thing. Okay.
No, it's got to be Josh.
You'd be wrong. It's
Josh
Kyle
Allen
Pitts.
Who went to school at Montana?
The two?
It's Kyle Pitts.
He went to Wyoming.
Oh, wait, that's right. Yeah. Same thing.
Kyle Pitts
he
is the number one?
He basically went to kind of Wyoming. That's right. He was Wyoming, Montana. I swear to God, I'm just thinking.
It's the same thing.
Well, because they're in this. Well, they're not actually even in the same conference, but it feels like it's pretty much the same, right?
Yeah,
pretty much. I would assume Montana and Wyoming share teams. Like Atlanta's baseball team, you know, all the surrounding Southeastern states are a bunch of Braves fans.
Yeah.
Growing up, right? Don't you lock on to Josh Allen if you're North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana?
Well, no, you lock on to North Dakota. Carson Wentz is your guy. There you go. Well, you don't know nothing
Trey
about
Lance
it.
Lance is your guy.
Yeah. Hey.
Who did you say the player was?
Good luck to our guy.
The NFL player?
Yeah.
Kyle Pitts.
Makes a lot of sense. Florida.
But I mean,
Montana's
population, like, it literally could have only been like one or two people.
Yeah, two kids bought jerseys. Lance Berkman at BYU, his era begins tonight. 3-game series against Rutgers, and then Huskies at Baylor on Tuesday, and they host Rice on Wednesday. And you're going to have Cruzito on next week.
Yeah, Jose Cruz Jr. Lance McCullers is
you
supposed to
have
come
Lance
host.
Berkman on too, not just Cruzito.
Well, we'll see. They've already done something with MLB Network. I'll probably do them separately. So I'll have them on, just not at the same time like MLB Network did.
You should do them at the same time.
I'm not going to.
Go
what are you trying to
other?
Boss me when you're going to be in another country with your vaccine cards and Putin trying to poison you?
I got a good story about that. I'm probably not going to get back into the country. It's 9:30 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What about Allstate? Because siding, that's why.
Allstate Windows and Siding. Windows, hey, got cold again, didn't it? I tried to tell y'all. Every time it gets cold, you're like, what's the window place? And then it warms up like, I'll just wait. What's the window place? That means you have leaky windows. You have those old aluminum windows, and it's time to tighten it up. And my friends over at Allstate Windows and Siding are the ones who are going to get you taken care of. I promise you that much. All you have to do is just go to the website, allstatewindowsandsiding.com. You can see the different products that they have available for you. It's four generations that have run Allstate Windows and Siding, four family-run generations. They have military, senior citizen, and cash discounts available for you. And these windows are made in Texas. They're not made overseas. They're made in Texas. They are energy efficient, and they're built for Texas tough weather, the wind, the rain, the cold weather, the hot weather. They're built to take care of your home. They make it energy efficient, and your home looks great. Call 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. You can get a free window inspection, 25% off your windows, and for a limited time, no interest for 36 months, all when you mention you heard about it from me on ESPN. You got to mention that to get those discounts. Remember, for the best rate, call Allstate Windows and Siding. That's allstatewindowsandsiding.com.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, if you missed it earlier in the show, we had a civil attorney on, Nick Lanza. He explained it to us what's going to happen on Tuesday. This would be very interesting. Now, he said usually depositions are 6 hours. For whatever reason, the report is 48 hours Tony Busby gets with Deshaun. Maybe it's because of the number of complaints.
Yeah. I would think.
That,
the deposition's usually one.
One.
This is going to be, well, it's one regarding one or two case, whatever the case. This is involving 22, and there's no way Deshaun. Realistically, so you saw the report that said the girl who had the text messages that Deshaun said, Deshaun got
you?
A little handsy,
yeah.
And she freaked out. And then he messaged back like, hey, I'd like to get a massage. She goes, okay, but let's try to be a little more professional than last time. And he goes, what do you mean? She goes, remember, you've had me. You've booked me before. I've given you a massage and you did this. He goes, oh, yeah, everything's cool. And then she never heard from him again. I think it's legitimate that Deshaun forgot.
Yeah.
And it's not going to probably be wrong if Deshaun says he can't recall on some of these things because the number's going to be high. He's got 22 cases. That's just people who complain.
But again, and Nick, he said, well, not remembering isn't a great defense because it's not denying.
Okay, then he could
it's
deny.
It's not remember.
It's like, no,
well,
that never
he
happened.
Also could deny, and if he's lying about something and there's proof in texts or whatever, then he's in some real trouble.
That's the thing is he has to have, and if he's going to lie and say no or deny, you better make sure there's no text messages.
And the thing that was the biggest that came out of it, our discussion with Nick, was that he can't use the Fifth Amendment, that he can't incriminate himself because there are no criminal charges against him. He has to answer the questions. So he has to answer them truthfully because he's under oath.
But he can say, I don't recall.
I don't recall.
Whether he doesn't recall or just doesn't want to answer him, he can do that.
Right, right. I don't recall, but again, I don't recall. Nick was like, that ain't a great answer because it's not denying. And not recalling is, you know, you're the person who's the claimant is saying, well, I remember it. You don't? Okay, that's fine, but I remember it. So it happened. 937 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So some interesting things could well, very well come out of Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays, however long it's going to take to depose him, because he's not going to be 48 straight hours of Deshaun no sleep just answering Tony Busby questions. That would be funny. You'd be like at the end, and they'd play James Blunt or, you know, is that his name, James Blunt? Constantly the song.
You're
over
beautiful.
And over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They play that 48 straight hours while Deshaun is being deposed.
I don't like any song for more than actually there's some songs
the Macarena for 48
yeah, that's
straight
terrible.
Hours.
That's terrible. There's some songs I could listen to over and over for a you know, for a certain time period.
No, no song.
Everything over goes over down over at again. A certain time period.
Yeah. No song over and over and over. 938 ESPN 97.5. Is it Javon? Javon wants to talk to LeBron. What do you say, Javon?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey,
you know, hopping back on what y'all was talking about with the jerseys.
Yep.
I mean, it's not that hard to believe that for LeBron. I mean, he's the best player of this generation.
Right.
And Lance, you know, he's talking about bandwagon fans. That's always been a thing, dude. You don't know how many Chicago Bulls fans never even been to Chicago or Lakers fans from the late 80s and 90s that were around. I mean, that's kind of always been a thing. And, you know, I don't understand, you know, what John's saying is for LeBron. The thing about Michael Jordan, I'm 34 years old, so I'm a LeBron fan. Mm-hmm. It's really an age thing. But the thing I hate about Jordan is everything is romanticized about the guy. He punches Steve Kerr in the face, and, oh, he's just such a competitor. He mm-hmm. punches people in the face. If LeBron did something like that, dude, he would get crushed. So that's the only thing I disdain about Michael Jordan is that everything that goes back to him is so romanticized. It's just like nobody ever talks about him ever losing. All he ever did was win.
Well, no, don't hang up. Don't hang up. I want to ask you because you're not old enough to do. Did you ever read the Jordan rules? None of that was romanticized. Did you ever read about who was it? Mitch? Who was it that put Jordan on blast? Not Mitch, whatever. There's the book that you know how we know that Steve Kerr got punched in the face? Because of a book. It all came out. I promise you it was not all romanticized. I get your point, though.
Oh, no, Jordan was pissed at Sam Smith for writing
it. Sam Smith.
Sam Smith wrote it. Yeah.
Sam Smith wrote that. No, no, no. We found out about Jordan. It's just what you're going to find is that the stuff like that, Jordan was a monster competitor. He was also a womanizer. Jordan, I've heard stories about Jordan. You didn't want your girl to be
gambler.
In the same club. A gambler who didn't always pay off his debts.
And there's a reason he sat for a couple of years. It might have been because of that.
I promise you that, but when LeBron's career is done in totality, people will, ultimately you're going to be judged for what you did, and LeBron will be judged for all that stuff. But I know what you're saying, Javon, and I understand it, and I think maybe there is some truth to that. Some of the other stuff gets swept under the rug. Jordan was an a-hole.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm telling you right now, I'm acknowledging that. Jordan is an a-hole. He was also the most monstrous competitor in the history of basketball. Both can be true, and both are true. Nobody, the old J.R. Ryder, Kevin Garnett thing came out again yesterday where both of them told the story separately, and they superimposed them where Kevin Garnett was a rookie and J.R. Ryder was having a great game against Jordan, and Kevin Garnett's like, talking trash to JR, like, you need to tell him, you need to get in his face. And JR Ryder's like, nah, everything's fine. Let's just chill. He said, because I knew Mike, you know the deal with Mike. And so Kevin Garnett started trash talking Mike. And both of them tell this story where JR Ryder goes back over to Michael Jordan and says, listen, he doesn't know. He doesn't know the rules. He goes, I'm sorry. He's just, and Kevin's like, yeah, I know the rules. And he's doing this to you, and he's doing this to you. And Jordan goes, oh, okay. And J.R. Ryder, Kevin Garnett tells the story that Michael Jordan sat there and stared at him for 15 consecutive seconds and just sat and looked at him and just went. And he wouldn't stop. And he goes, okay, you did this. Jordan gets 17 in the fourth, gives him a quick 17 in the fourth. They slaughter, and Kevin Garnett said, I don't know if you've ever, maybe it was J.R. Ryder said, if you've ever seen anything like that where it feels like you're on defense the entire time. Like you don't have any offense. You get back, you're exhausted at the bench, and Jordan walks over and is like, what's wrong? Hey, what the? I thought y'all were giving it to me. And it's just, that's who Jordan, that is, and now that may be, you may think it's romanticized, but I don't think it's romanticized. It's just, we really appreciate what an absolute dog Jordan was.
Yeah, I mean, today he's kind of right in that with social media and everything and all the all of the truthers out there, if LeBron punched a teammate in the face, he would be...
No, that's right.
Oh, man.
That's right. And we didn't have that back then. And guess what? Yep. It was better back then.
It was a lot better.
Because you don't need to know every single thing about every single thing.
All right.
It'll eventually come out, and we realized... But see, you guys now, right now, if you're 34, you're desensitized to all this stuff also. Well, we live in a weird society. You're desensitized to everything, and I'm not saying this is you, Javon, but society in general is desensitized to everything and hyper-offended about everything.
Yeah.
So you literally never know if people would be like, so he punched a guy in the face, big deal, who cares? Or it would be, oh my God. Typically now it depends on your political preference for whatever reason. Like, LeBron punched somebody? And then other
You're
people
offended.
Like, so LeBron kicked a puppy in the face as hard as he could on. What did the puppy do? Do we know if the puppy bit him hard?
Well, let's look at Matt Matthew Stafford walked away. Well, wait, she was a racist. Never mind. Never mind. All right, when we come back, do you want to be a bodybuilder? If you do, you need to drink breast milk, and I'll tell you why.
Is this the one that you struggled with?
No, there's another. It's a lot harder. There's another one that's a lot more difficult that we'll get to on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, this is my final segment. I'll be gone next week. Lance is going to take it over. He'll have Dell in here. He'll have, hopefully, some of the other big names that he...
Lance McCullers.
Did he...
Well, we got to see him. He's told me he would, but then, you know, you got to get the follow-up text.
Yeah.
You got to get the follow-up text. But he is supposed to have Otis Thorpe is going to be in. For a little bit, Vernon Maxwell has agreed to come in. And then also working on Bagwell Biggio on Tuesday.
You're lying about all of this. It's
Vernon was believable.
We actually don't
know. You had me at Otis Thorpe.
Yeah, but we don't know for a fact that I'm not going to have them.
No, but we
just haven't reached out yet. Yeah, and they haven't said no.
But it could be all of them or just Dell.
To be fair, they haven't said no.
Right. Or just Dell.
Dell for sure.
Yeah, right. So a lot of people will be happy.
Not even Dell for sure, but probably Dell.
So y'all have a great week next week. My wife washed. So we're going to Europe.
This is news of the sad.
Yes. You need vaccine proof. I left my wallet in my pants and my wife washed it. And my vaccine cards are all just disintegrated. So I got to run to the store tonight at 7 o'clock. No, I got to run to the store and get...
You should be able to.
I should be able
to. I mean, you're in the computer system.
Yes, yes.
What if they tell you, well, we won't have that for... We can't get that for 48 hours.
No, they can write it right there. They're just little cards that are sitting behind the counter.
What are you going to do?
Then I'll punch them in the face. That's what I'll do.
Jeez. Here's some news of the weird. A Houston radio host punched a woman in the face.
Why is it a woman?
Because...
No, it's a guy.
Well, the last four that I go to and the ones that I go to...
No, the one who I just got at everywhere Walgreens, I go, my booster,
female,
was a guy.
All my Walgreens and CVS I've been to, all female.
Well, mine was
pharmacies.
A guy.
Okay.
And he'll get punched in
a
the face.
A Houston radio host punched a man in the face because his wife washed his vaccine card that he, for some reason, was keeping in his wallet when he knows he doesn't need it in the state of Texas.
Yes, you do.
Ever. For what?
You never know. I went to Washington and I had to have it everywhere.
I said in Texas. And,
well, you never know.
You don't need it in Texas.
You don't carry yours around? I carry mine around all the time.
Tyler, do you? There's no reason to. Why would I want to lose it?
My truck and a console.
I put it in a safe place for when I need to travel.
Well, I travel. And guess what? I'm traveling. And guess
in
what?
Houston,
I need a new
you
one.
Travel?
I need a new one now. Yeah, up in the Woodlands, you need it.
Trust me.
Woman made over $13,000 selling her breast
milk.
This
is an old story, by the way, because...
To bodybuilders.
Are they... Oh.
No, this is just came out February 15th, 2022.
But people selling her breast milk is an old story.
Well, she made over $13,000. So if you want to be a bodybuilder...
Why? What's the deal?
I don't know. Many weightlifters have long believed that the nutrients in breast milk can help build up muscle mass. So... Do you want her to sell you breast milk?
Nope.
You don't want any muscle mass, do you?
Do either of you know about who the Liver King is?
No.
He eats liver. And raw bone marrow and raw liver and everything.
I've heard, yes.
He also takes probably an extreme amount of testosterone and anabolic steroids.
He will die. HGA. Yeah, he will die. There's no question about that.
But he credits it all to eating liver. So he's probably drinking breast milk as well. Yeah. That might be his next thing.
This is a story of the New York Post that is disturbing. I'm going to tell you, this woman is so disturbing.
Liver King is yoked, by the way.
Who?
Liver King.
Yeah.
The Liver King is yoked. It's stupid.
He's got that HGH gut, for sure.
He's like a 2% body fat guy.
This woman, this will tell you how horrific a person she is. She was sentenced to 41 years in prison on Friday for different sexual and a lot of it sex-related crimes. Accused of more than 150.
Is this the one that you're struggling with?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she was a teacher at Livingston's Westside Junior High. She made cupcakes for the kids.
That's a good teacher. Oh, no. I saw the story yesterday. Nope.
No.
Nope. I don't know what you can do with this. You started it now.
She used some of her husband's...
I'm super nervous.
That's why I told you I can't even explain this one.
You should have started.
She used her husband's manhood in the ingredients.
Ingredients.
Yeah. This is how bad. And she was.
How'd they catch
her? There's a special place in hell when you're making cupcakes out of that.
How'd they catch her?
They caught her in another crime, and she admitted to all of this. Over 150 different sex crimes.
Wait, not
she's sentenced to 41 years in prison.
Were they all cupcake crimes?
No, not
baking good crimes.
No, child pornography. There was all kinds of stuff.
She was deep in the game.
Yeah, there's a special place in hell.
Oh my god.
Well, how about this? A Georgia official, ex-Georgia official, who I mean, James had his fat suit, right?
Yeah.
Well, she did too. She went out on maternity leave with a fake pregnancy belly, a non-existent baby, and a fictional husband. And she was caught. Allegedly made up a fake baby daddy, sent an email to her bosses that said she was under doctor's orders. Of several weeks of bed rest after giving birth in May 2021. She went as far as to have a fake pregnancy belly. I
swear to God, I just watched a whole Netflix series about this. It's not called Undercover. I just watched something where a woman who ends up going missing, she and her husband. So I think it's called The Stranger, where this lady will go up and tell people things that they didn't know that kind of ruins their whole life. And she goes up and tells this guy, "Hey, your wife, remember when she lost the baby? Yeah, she faked her pregnancy. Go online and search for Happy Funzie or something on your credit card." And that's where she faked her pregnancy, which opened up a whole string of things where he looked into it. But her whole thing was she faked the pregnancy as well with a bodysuit. And it's like,
yeah,
a lot of it sounds very familiar to this story.
Well, maybe it was her. Florida mom's been arrested for giving meth to her teenage son. Do you think you should give meth to your teenage children?
I don't.
Is there any point at all where you think that would
be? Feels like a pretty easy answer. No.
Tennessee bill would designate some gun owners as law enforcement. Do you think if you own a gun that you should be designated as law enforcement?
No.
Why not?
I don't. I've seen people who have guns who are hardly law enforcement. Let me check on. I'm going to go on my thesaurus, and what is the very antithesis of law enforcement? Because that also happens with some people with guns.
Yeah. Are we done? That's it. It's Vanessa and Gallant next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm going to be lazy next week. Dell will be here. You guys will enjoy that, I'm sure. I'm done, and y'all have a great, great week. I will talk to you again like next Monday or something else. So long, everybody.
ESPN 97.5.